The agency supporting wind power in the province is cutting its local ties. The Canadian Wind Energy Association, also known as CanWEA, announced it will terminate its BC director, and instead the group is shifting its focus to support Alberta and Saskatchewan in their wind energy projects. Jean-François Nollet is vice president of CanWEA, and I've reached him this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I understand that the Canadian Wind Energy Association has decided to leave BC. Can you tell me a little bit about that decision?
Yes. In fact, we're not leaving BC. We are relocating and refocusing our activities across Canada to reflect the changes in the different markets. So in light of the recent announcements in Alberta and Saskatchewan, the CanWEA board of directors decided to relocate some of our resources in other markets.
And what are those changes?
So we used to have one person full-time based in British Columbia. So unfortunately, we won't have that person working full-time in BC. So that's one of the change. The support that we will offer to our members will continue, but in a different way as well.
Well, maybe for people who aren't familiar with it, you can tell me a little bit about what the Canadian Wind Energy Association is and what it does.
Yeah, it's a good point. So we're the national voice of the wind energy sector in Canada. We work and support our members across the country, helping them in supporting the markets in the different provinces. The fact is our members are involved. Wind turbine manufacturers, wind developers, wind consultants, and so on. So we represent the entire supply chain of the wind energy sector. They are engaged, and they do work in all Canadian provinces. And they will continue to do it in British Columbia, because we think that BC has a world-class wind resource and that there's a lot of potential. However, as an association, having limited resources, we cannot have full-time staff in each of the 10 provinces. So we need some time to change and adapt a bit our structure so that we support our members where we have the most immediate opportunities in light of, the recent announcement in Alberta that will phase out all of its coal by 2030. In Saskatchewan, we decided by the end of 2015 to ramp up their wind capacity. So we have to make those changes to make sure to reflect and to support our members in those regions.
And so does that mean also that there isn't the sort of support for wind energy in BC that you would like to see or that developers would like to see?
Well, of course, we would like to see, wind project development tomorrow, right? But it won't happen. So sometimes it takes a bit more time. The economy is changing. The discussion is still happening. But we strongly believe that it will happen in British Columbia, and we'll be there at that time. And that's why we will continue to monitor future developments in the province.
What is the landscape like for wind development in British Columbia right now?
But like I said, I mean, the resource is world-class. So that means that if we develop wind in British Columbia today, it's one of the lowest cost option in terms of new electricity generation. So that has a huge potential. Then ultimately, what we need to develop wind also is the load. So we need to have a demand in electricity generation that can potentially bring LNG, for example, the mining sector, or electrification. To mention that one. I mean, we know that we have some discussion around climate and a new climate policy for the province. So all of that will come into play when looking at future wind developments.
How much of an impact has the BC government's focus on Site C played in this decision?
Well, there was a decision made a bit more than a year ago to go ahead with Site C. This obviously, it's something that will take ultimately some of the load, a big portion of the load, but Site C will be built and will be commissioned only in 2024. So between now and 2024, we might see some opportunities rising up in British Columbia. That's why we will continue to monitor and assess our different options in the province and see how we are refocusing again, if needed, our resources.
we heard recently on our show from the regional district in the Peace River region that there have been a number of proposals for small-scale wind projects in BC's northeast. Does this reallocation of your resources, does that change anything for these small-scale projects, for any projects in the province?
Absolutely not. And those projects are moving forward under the SOP Standard Offer Program, and this continues. Like I said, we have currently, we have members, we have companies, wind energy companies, developing projects, large and small in the province, awaiting for a signal to go forward. The SOP, the Standard Offer Program, offers one of those options, and we do have members and we do have companies involved in the discussions under those programs. And our decision doesn't have any implication at all on the activities of the companies, of our members involved in British Columbia.
Are you hoping to send any sort of message to governments by making this move, or is this just something that you have to do based on the resources that you have?
It is purely a business decision. And I think, you know, that's the point I want to make very, very clear. There was no intention, there's no intention at all to put any kind of pressure on government, on BC Hydro, or anyone else. We're in discussions. We have our own contacts with those people and with communities and so on. And that was not a decision that was made to put any kind of political pressure on anyone.
Jean-Francois, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.
That was Jean-Francois Nollet, the Canadian Wind Energy Association. BC Hydro also reached out to us via email. They say that wind is a key part of BC's energy mix and that the group expects it, that will continue. They note five new wind farms are in the works in BC, including the Maykel Wind Project near Tumbler Ridge, as well as four currently making electricity for the province, three of which are within BC's Peace region. However, BC Hydro does say that there are no new large-scale wind power plans being proposed at this moment.